The next patient is George Rabido. The last name is R-A-B like in boy, I-D like in delta, E-U, E-A-U, Rabido, R-A-B-I-D-E-A-U. First name, George. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white male that we've been following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3. B, very close to 3A. We know that this patient has a hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cardiorenal syndrome, and the aging process, period. The patient was evaluated by the vascular surgeon, Dr. Christopher Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, in Longwood, Fort Pierce. Longwood, L-A-W-N-O-W-O-O-D, Longwood, Fort Pierce. He's a peripheral vascular surgeon. He did the arteriograms of the lower extremities in two separate occasions. The left lower extremity was rather simple. The right lower extremity was more complex. In any event, the patient improved the pain that he was experiencing in the lower extremity. And today he comes and we notice that there is a decrease in the kidney function. The serum creatinine last time was 1.48 milligrams per cent, and this time is 1.70 milligrams per deciliter. The estimated EFR went down to 40 mLs per minute from 46.9 mLs per liter. This is most likely associated to the contrast, what that was used in June with those two procedures that were close one from the other, period. The patient has a proteinuria that is close to 800 milligrams per gram of creatinine. We're going to follow that very closely. This patient has gained 4 pounds since the last visit, from 164 to 168. The BMI is 28. We made the patient aware that he has to follow a restricted protein diet, restricted sodium diet, no more than 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours, and limit the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours. Period. We are asking the patient to have a blood pressure log, at least 3 or 4 determination of the blood pressure per week. Since today we have a blood pressure of 176 over 49, and he said that when he went to the cardiologist yesterday, the blood pressure was normal. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under fair control. We are going to follow the procedure that we mentioned before. Number three, the patient has history of iron deficiency anemia. He follows at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft. He has being followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. He was evaluated yesterday. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperuricemia treated with the administration of allopurinol. And he has a history of congestive heart failure in the past. The patient is feeling better. He enjoyed his vacation when he went up to New York. And he came just from up north recently. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 16 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.